Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.' Now everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just a couple of days. It's going to be Wednesday, beginning a very special season for all of us as people. And you know, I think today's readings are a great preparation for the season of Lent. You know, the book of Deuteronomy, what have we told? "Take these words into your heart and soul. There is a blessing for obeying the commandments of the Lord." And reminder that we are called to really take God's word into our heart and our soul, let it really touch our lives. And Lent is a time to reflect on how well we have done this. In the gospel, it's very interesting. It tells us of those who speak the words, Lord, we prophesied your name, healed your name, we did this in your name. But they didn't live those words in their own lives. Oh, they talked the talk, but they didn't walk the walk. And so Jesus says, "No, depart from me. You never really took to heart what my words and my teaching was all about." But you know, so often we see Lent as a time of reflecting on the past and looking at all our failings. You know, how did we sin? How did our lives really contribute to Jesus' sufferings and death? You know, we start to look at the past so often. And yet, that's not really what Lent is all about. Franciscan priest, Father Richard Rohr, wrote a book recently called The Naked Now. And he gives, I think, a very beautiful and helpful insight. He points out that Jesus' first message in the gospel was to convert or repent or reform. But then he goes back to the very meaning of that word from the Greek in which it was written, metanoia. That's the Greek word. And what does metanoia mean? It literally means to change your mind. To change your mind. So Jesus' first words to us asks us to really change, a mind change, the way we look at things, the way we act, to really change our minds and our outlook and see things quite differently. And isn't that the question in Scripture today? Where is our mind? Where is our heart? That's exactly what we're asked today. And change isn't easy, you know. We get into habits, we hold on to the past in a very beautiful way, we get into a sort of rush, we're very comfortable, and we don't really want to change, you know. But perhaps Lent is the opportunity to look more deeply into our lives, to look more deeply, not so much at the past and where we failed, but rather to the future. And what are we going to do? How can we change? How can we deepen our relationship with the Lord and with each other? Maybe some changes have to be made at home, in our home life, with our spouse and our children. Maybe some changes have to be made there. Or maybe there's some changes at work or at school with those who we associate. Where is change necessary in order that we might live more fully Christ's teachings and the Lord's word in our lives? You know, it was the great Cardinal Newman who said, to be human is to change, but to be perfect is to have changed many times. It sort of reflects what Jesus was calling us to do, metanoia, to change our lives, to change our minds, our mindset, to sort of look at things a little bit differently. So I would suggest this Lent would be a wonderful thing to sort of not so much reflect on the past and our failings, but where there might be some change in our life. Where there's something we ought to do to live more fully God's word and to fulfill that first scripture reading where we are told that we must take God's word into our heart and soul and really change our lives. And that there is a blessing for obeying the commandments of God. We take those words to heart. We bring them this Lent. Maybe a very special time of blessing for all of us. And then in a very beautiful way, there may be some change in our lives as we experience the Lenten journey.